Welcome to the Process Mapping Unit. This unit is from the Fundamentals of Health Workflow Process Analysis and Redesign component. In two parts, this unit covers the background necessary for graphically representing processes, and it uses flowcharts and basic flowchart symbols to provide an introduction to graphical process representation, which is also called process diagramming. A separate unit covers complete symbol sets and conventions for different types of process diagrams. After completion of this unit, you should be able to 1. Describe the value of process diagrams, 2. List the process steps from a healthcare scenario, 3. Describe basic flowcharting symbols. And working from a workflow process chart consisting of basic flowcharting symbols, you should be able to list the information generated or used in the process and the sequence of workflow steps. In addition, you should be able to read a scenario and, using basic flowchart symbols, represent the process steps and their sequence. You should be able to explain two ways process diagrams are used as models, distinguish the physical steps from information flow in a healthcare process involving an electronic health record, and finally, you will be able to choose an appropriate process diagram to model given aspects of a process. There are 8 topics covered in this unit. They include the purpose of graphic process representation, process diagram vocabulary, how to identify process steps, the basic flowchart symbols that we will be using, process diagram concepts including models, templates, and abstracts, as well as data flow versus process steps. And other topics include aspects of processes that we might need to model, as well as selecting the right diagram. Before written language, early humans used symbols to communicate. While we aren't sure if a picture is really worth 1,000 words, we do know that with some graphic representations, humans perceive more information and perceive the information faster than through verbal and written communication channels. Humans directly perceive meaning through symbols. For example, the skull and crossbones is a universal symbol for danger. This symbol was used to label household poisons. However, children then associated the skull and crossbones with pirates, so the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh created the Mr. Yuck symbol to use instead. A picture of a telephone indicates that there is a phone available for public use, and a road sign with a picture of a tipping truck lets drivers know that there are dangerous road conditions which are conducive to rolling vehicles. When it is important to communicate meaning quickly, we use signs and symbols. These concepts have been applied to clearly communicate process information. For example, the steps and their order in a work process. Process maps are graphical representations of processes. They use standard symbols to communicate information about a process. The symbols communicate meaning, much like the road signs. Process diagrams often are drawn at a level of detail that enables them to fit on one or a few pages. As such, they provide a way to, in one place, see the whole process. Process diagrams show different aspects of processes, similar to subway maps where the map in the station shows the color of the lines and the stop on each line, rather than all of the local highways that are less relevant to riders. Finally, the act of documenting a process requires that each step be understood and made explicit. This makes the knowledge about the process steps and relationships between them easier to understand. While on the surface, this seems simple, most processes are complex systems. They can be examined and viewed from different perspectives, including the static and dynamic aspects, data flow versus workflow, and at different levels of detail. Process diagramming provides the ability to smoothly progress from abstract to detailed. Additionally, process diagrams are multidimensional, conveying different types of information about a process. Different types of diagrams are used to make explicit and document the who, what, when, where, and how of processes. Consider the steps that you take to look up a phone number in the Yellow Pages. You might describe this as looking up the number. That is, you may describe this as one process or task that is at a high level. Or you may describe it at a more detailed level and list each of the individual tasks that make up the larger task of looking up a phone number. Processes also involve both physical and mental steps. Some of the physical steps include clicking to open the web browser, typing the URL for the phone book, and scrolling through the search results. Some of the mental steps are locating the icon to start the web browser, remembering the URL for the search engine, or locating the link to the search engine, are going directly to the Yellow Pages and assessing each search result to decide if it is the restaurant that you are looking for. The information exchange can be described apart from the workflow or process steps. For example, the user requires a data value, the phone number for the certain restaurant. The user queries the Yellow Page data store through the internet, and then a set of potential data values are returned. In the previous slides and examples, we have introduced terms that may be new or that may be used in a different way. In the next few slides, we will discuss and define the following terms that are used in workflow and data flow diagramming. They are process, process map, or process diagram, task, workflow, data flow, flowchart, notation, and symbol. First, we look at the process. A process is a series of steps and decisions involved in the way work is accomplished. Everything we do in our lives involves processes. Some examples are preparing for work in the morning, cooking a meal, and scheduling an appointment with your doctor. The healthcare system is an interconnected web of many processes. John Gall, in his book Systematics, stated that a complex system that works is made up of simple systems that work. A process map is a visual representation of a process that shows, first, the boundaries, that is, where the process begins and ends. Second, the steps or task in the process, and finally, the sequence or order of those steps. Process maps use standard symbols so that a process map created by one person can be understood and used by others. There are different approaches to process diagramming, each with its own symbol set. Process maps are also called process diagrams and flowcharts. However, there are more precise uses of these terms that we will cover later. A task in process lingo means the same as it does in everyday use, a step in a process. We further differentiate physical and mental tasks as well as higher level tasks that are composed of smaller tasks, and primitive tasks that cannot be broken down into smaller or subtasks. Now we will look at an example. After these instructions, pause the slides. List the process tasks required to schedule an appointment with your physician using an online scheduler. Pause the slides now. Let's go through this example step by step. First, you must identify the need for an appointment. Then, you will sign on to a computer, open a search engine, and find an electronic scheduler for your physician. Next, you will search for acceptable dates and times by visually inspecting results from the scheduler. And finally, you will select the date and time, and then confirm the date and time you have selected. The distinction between workflow and data flow is sometimes very blurry. However, the distinction is important because the underlying thing being represented, that is, the task versus the information, is different. Data flow is about data and information content. Often, the mechanism and steps by which it is moved are unimportant. In data flow, what we care about are the data points that are being communicated or transferred, where the data are stored, and how those data are transformed. In the phone number example, we just care about the data values returned by the search, and about where the data are stored, so we know where to search. On the other hand, for workflow, we care about the physical and sometimes the mental steps that occur. In the phone number example, these steps are the clicking of the mouse to open the browser, then clicking again to open the search engine, and typing in the search text. Then the results being returned and the scrolling and assessment of each result. Often, as in the phone number example, processes have both workflow and information components that need to be represented. Sometimes the emphasis on one or the other is less, and one representation can be used. Often, both are important, and multiple diagrams are required. The flowchart is probably the word that comes to mind most often so far in this presentation. The reason that we have not used the word flowchart is that flowcharts in common use today blur and muddy the two different concepts of data flow and workflow. Often, both are shown intertwined on a flowchart, and the chart is an incomplete representation of both the data flow and the workflow. Purely for didactic purposes, we make this distinction between work and data flow because it is important for the analyst to be clear and to deliberately make decisions about what aspects of each, data flow and workflow, to show on a diagram. Flowcharts are the most common type of process map and are easily understood by most people. Thus, they are widely used. Most of the symbols needed to create flowcharts are included in word processing, drawing, and presentation software packages such as the Microsoft Office packages. By notation, we mean the set of shapes and drawing conventions, that is, straight lines or curved ones, that are used to create process diagrams. Shapes are also called symbols. Each notation uses its own shapes and symbols. The most common symbols or shapes used to create process diagrams are those covered in the quality improvement literature. These symbols are also included in the International Organization for Standardization, or the ISO standard 5807. Now let's look at the ISO 5807 symbols. Starting with the top symbol, The terminal symbol is a rounded rectangle which identifies the beginning or end of a process or origin and destination of data. The process symbol is a rectangle which designates an activity. Within the rectangle is a brief description of that activity. Next, we have the decision symbol, which is a diamond, used to designate a decision point from which the process branches into two or more paths. The path taken depends on the answer to the question which appears within the diamond. Each path is labeled to correspond to an answer to the question. Next, we have the document symbol. The document symbol is a human-readable document pertinent to the process. The flow line represents a process path which connects process elements. The arrowhead in these flow lines indicates the direction of the information or data flow. The connector is a circle which is used to indicate a continuation of the flow diagram. Examine this flowchart closely. Take a few minutes and list the symbols that are correctly and incorrectly used. Correct symbols are used for the decision boxes and the connectors. The incorrect symbol use is 1. A matter of which notation one is following, and 2. How formal or conformant to any one notation one wants to be. That is, the correctness with respect to notation is a relative matter. Comparing this flowchart to the Joran list of symbols, we see that the rounded corner rectangle used as a terminator should be a different shape, one with parallel lines on the top and bottom, and half-circle curvature on the left and right sides. The arrowheads also should be shaded or filled in rather than open. Next, we have an example of a defined healthcare process flow. We will use this scenario to demonstrate representing a process in pictorial form, that is, in a process flow chart. After the instructions, pause the slide. Read the scenario and list the process steps. After you restart the slides, we will go over the steps so that you can see how well you did. Pause the slides, read the scenario, and list the process steps now. The scenario will first be broken down into discrete steps. The tasks are placed in sequential order. Read through these steps and determine if they match the ones you listed. Pause the slides. Read the sequence of the slides. Compare the flowchart to the list of steps. Remember that connector symbol. This flowchart is continued on the next slide. This is the second half of the flowchart. Here we have the patient being examined, orders being requested and written, patient education and dictation of clinic notes. That connector of number 2 is to another process that's not in the scope of this project. And then we finally have the patient paying, visit closed, and refiling of the chart. In summary, in this lecture we have 1. Described the value of process diagrams and given you an example list of the process steps from a healthcare scenario and describe the basic flowcharting symbols. So now you should be able to list the information generated or used in a process and the sequence of workflow steps when given a workflow process chart consisting of the basic flowcharting symbols. And when reading a scenario and using basic flowcharting symbols, you should be able to represent the process steps and their sequence. This concludes the first of two lectures for the process mapping unit. You may go on to the second lecture or stop and return to the second lecture at a later time. These references are provided for your use throughout this unit.